Hawley told Lou that no one lived in Dogtown anymore. But 300 years ago, it had housed Puritan farmers, and then fishing widows, freed slaves, outcasts, and packs of abandoned feral dogs that gave the place its name. Now the land was mostly a bird sanctuary, held in trust and crisscrossed with hiking trails, but the dugout cellars of the old stone houses were still there, and drifters still passed through, and people still occasionally got stabbed or robbed in the woods.
"So you shouldn't go in there," Hawley said. "I want you to promise."
Lou promised. "How do you know all this?"
"Your mother."
Hawley pulled the truck over and parked in front of a rundown house, with slanted stairs and peeling paint and a rusted Pontiac in the driveway. "Is this where she grew up?" Hawley nodded, and Lou pressed her face against the window. There was an old brass knocker on the door in the shape of a pineapple.
"Your grandmother and I need to talk about some things," said Hawley, "so I want you to stay in the car for now."
"I want to go inside."
"You will," said Hawley, "but we need to be invited first."
Her father got out of the truck and shuffled up the porch steps. He carefully lifted the brass pineapple hanging on the door and let it drop. The knocker seemed familiar to Lou, like something out of a half-remembered dream. The crown of leaves spread out like a flower, the golden color gleaming in the sun. An older woman opened the door, wearing goggles and wiping her hands on the front of her shirt. She did not seem like the grandmothers from Lou's storybooks. She looked like the kind of woman who could field dress a deer. Hawley said a few words. Mabel Ridge said a few words back. Her hand went to the doorknob, but Hawley said something else and it stopped her. She bent and peered around him. The girl and the woman locked eyes for a moment. Then Lou touched her chewed-up hair, and Mabel slammed the door. When Hawley got back to the truck, he punched the dashboard and broke the radio. Lou was too afraid to ask what had happened, and they rode back to the motel in silence, Hawley's knuckles bleeding into the cuffs of his shirt. Back in their room, Lou took off her dress and put her jeans back on, and Hawley pulled his bloody shirt over his...